Your voice is just like rock climbing, and I'm going to show you how. First of all, no two voices are the same, just the same as no two climbs are the same. See, I'm in Espoo Boulderkeskus in Finland, and there's a hell of a lot of choice. There's a hell of a lot of different climbing paths. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I got up early to make this video for you, so there's no one else around to get in the way of it. But look, here's the thing. I've got 6 steps that you can consider in order to improve your voice. And I'm going to relate each one to climbing to try and give you an analogy that you might be able to understand better. The first is you need to warm up. If you're in an environment like this and you don't warm up your muscles and you're tense and you're stiff and you come in cold and start climbing, you know, you're not going to be ready. You can actually injure yourself. It could be dangerous. And it's much the same with your voice. If you don't warm up before you start using it, then you could actually start to disrupt some of the tissues that are, you know, in the way of creating that sound or those sounds, because it's muscle as well. Just like climbing, you need to use muscles. You need your legs, your arms, your fingers, and you need to coordinate those. There's a lot of coordination that happens in your voice also. And so in order to everything to function properly, you really need a good warm-up. And if you don't have one already, here's one for you. Next tip, there's many ways to get to the top. Ultimately, the way you get there is up to you. You have a choice. Look, here it's kind of marked out for me. I've got different colors and I can try and stick to one because they're the different problems. But with your voice, and if you're trying to get better and you're trying to develop something that works for you and the way you want it to, you really have to find your own way. You really have to know what you want. You have to have an end goal. You have to have a destination. And I know that I'm climbing up the black route here, and so I know where I'm going. I can take a seat back, look at it, maybe plan my journey, and then just go for it. And if it doesn't work first time, try it again and try it again until I get it. We'll see what happens. But whatever path you take, whatever ability level you're on, you need to know where you're going. You need to know what your destination is. Even if it's just like maybe this time next year I'll be able to sing in a different key, or, you know, higher, or be able to speak with more authority, or to be able to control my nerves as I speak. Whatever it is, you need to pick a goal. Otherwise, you don't really know what you're doing with it, and there's no purpose. And that's what you need, is some purpose. So, not everything is going to be easy, not everything you're going to be able to do first time, but as long as you know you're going, you can make mistakes and get back on track because you know your destination. Here's the thing, if I just stayed on that one that I know I can do, and continue to just reclimb that all the time, am I gonna get any better? I don't think so. So the idea here is that I really wanna keep challenging myself and moving forward and trying new things and making it a bit different every time. You know, I could probably climb the same thing and try doing it a different way, but if I know there's a way that works, I might wanna stick with that way. So I just wanna try new and challenging things. So ask yourself, are you taking yourself out of your comfort zone? Are you trying new angles? Are you trying new things with your voice? The next thing to remember is that climbing alone won't make you a better climber. There's certain muscles that you need to build up in the gym There's certain exercises that you need to do in order to strengthen muscles to enable you to become a better climber. And you can't always train while you're doing the thing itself. So it's the same with your voice. If you're trying to improve, trying to get more dexterity, trying to strengthen and get more range, or whatever your mission is, then you need to understand that there's times that you train your voice and there's times that you use your voice. No athlete ever, you know, trains on the day that they perform. So if you're hoping to use your voice to better it, you need to pull out a time of the day or time of the week where you do exercises to strengthen and to make it more flexible and dynamic. And then on the other days you get to use it, or other times of the day you get to use it. If you're doing it exercising on the same time or the same day, or in the same hour, or whenever it is, whatever it is, whatever your limits are, if you're doing that at the same time as you're using it, then it's going to be tired and it won't work as well, and that's where you get more tired. It creates tension, creates damage. Sometimes you just gotta do some of the things you don't want to do to better enable how you use your voice. If you want to get fitter, you've got to do some things that are going to hurt. If you want to improve your voice, some things not necessarily going to hurt, but aren't going to be easy at first. But you've got to plow through them. They're exercises, they're building muscle. That's what it's for. What's interesting though is that one of the things about rock climbing is it's quite physical, and it's quite it can create tension in the body, and that's not good for your voice. So rock climbing itself and gym work is not good for the voice. However, I'm going to have to do lots of voice work afterwards in order to enable me to drop back down and become more resonant and relax with my voice. But then that's the choice I've made. I've decided to do this and give it this analogy, and I've decided to get fit. And so I have to also put the other work in to keep my voice up to scratch. Sometimes it's not the thing itself that helps you progress. Sometimes you have to do something else in order to help that. It's like great writers or great artists don't just write and paint. They go and look at other people. They get inspiration from the world around them, from nature, from people, from other art. And it's the same with your voice. You know, you can't just constantly be working on articulation and scales and exercises, and you can't just keep doing that. You have to kind of use it in new ways, in different ways, and try new things. I better get my workout. Oh yeah, and one more thing. It's quite important, very important in fact. You should never ever judge your own ability by the ability of other people. And it's quite good today because, look, I'm all alone. I'm on my own, which means I can't be looking at other people and wondering how they are doing it. You see, you can learn from other people, but at the end of the day, this is my instrument. This is my body. This is what I've got. And so you have to do the best with what you've got. Okay? Not all of us are as fortunate as others. Some of us have trauma and issues, but you've got to be the best you can be. And some of you may or may not know that I'm actually a professional singer and a professional actor as well. So I've got a couple of roles coming up soon, and I have to be pretty fit. So I'm getting fit. I want to look in shape, you know. It's an opportunity for me, so I want to make sure that I look good on camera. But not only that, because I'm doing the fitness work, I've got to double up on my voice work. And so, because my voice has to sound good too. So I've got some busy days ahead of me. But because I've got a goal, I've got something to aim for, I kind of know what I want, it's easier to hit that. You can break it down into smaller chunks and do daily things to help with that. And that's the thing, just break it down into smaller parts. Makes it so much easier than focusing on the whole. Don't think about the desired goal all the time. Think about each step at a time. But have it planned out. Have the main goal planned out in your mind so you know what you're going for. And when you break it down and just do each step consistently every day, And then you'll get to your goal much quicker and much easier than you'll think. And finally, you always have to remember that just like warming up before you use your voice, it's a good idea to warm down also. Like with working out, like with going to the gym, like with rock climbing, you need to, you know, allow the muscles to accept some of the work you've done. So by doing some of the similar exercises to your warm up, in order to just try to relax them and stretch them a little bit, you'll just allow them to settle after the workout, not just remain tight. Because once you're building muscle and once you work on your voice, it can create some, you know, restriction, some tightness. So you want to just ease some of that away as a little warm down. You can do that. Yawning's great for that. Some of the humming that you started warmed up with, you know, relaxing your neck, even massaging around your throat and your shoulders and neck. Just do something that helps you bring you down again. Drink a warm glass of tea. Worth considering, in much the same way that I need to warm down after exercising. By stretching. Ow! So, I hope these tips have been useful. I hope this analogy was something that made sense to at least some of you out there. I'm trying to mix it up and I'm trying to show you different examples like this in order for you to get a clearer understanding about your options and what it is you can do to improve your voice. And by taking things out of context and looking at them in a different light, some of you may make, you know, some changes in the way you approach using your voice. Because at the end of the day, it is your voice, and so you need to make a plan. You need to keep it limber, you need to exercise it, you need to warm up, you need to not judge yourself by other people, and you need to keep practicing, you need to be consistent. Okay? So, thank you for watching. My name is Darren McStay, this is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.